Now the magic continues as we broadcast live from Studio 7 at the White Rose Shopping Centre. This is Magic 828.
To tell. Bless. It's Madonna to you and I.
Oh, yes, yes.
Match to her friends and a hubby, I guess, these days. West Yorkshire's Magic 828, 10:26 Saturday morning, live from Studio 7, first Saturday of the month, which means... Ta-da!
Hello, I'm here.
A vision in lilac.
Yes, lilac and roses and feeling rather tired.
So, yeah,
yes.
Someone else just came and said, you look so nice today, so summery.
Does that mean I look scruffy sometimes or what?
Basically, yes.
I think it's what it is. I tend to wear black a lot for some reason.
You do, that's because you're a white witch.
That's right, yeah. I'll tell you what, I could have done with some hocus pocus this morning.
Absolutely. Though, well, talking of which, Janae's with us to do your clairvoyant and tarot readings today. If you'd like a reading with her for free, all you have to do is call us 0113 234 828 and book your appointment. Book your place. Leave your details and we'll be picking some out at random and making calls back during the course of the show. You've had a lousy week moving, haven't
absolutely
you?
Absolutely terrible. Yeah, where are men when you need them?
They reckon that moving house is one of the most stressful things you can ever do. And, you know, you're thinking it was going to be a breeze.
Absolutely not at all. I mean, the first thing was moving all my furniture because I've only literally moved next door.
I know, but it's still an upheaval.
It's a scenic view. It's gorgeous.
But the thing I like, the story you told me this morning about the brilliant way that you've met your new neighbour. I think it's so unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
So unique. I mean, it's not recommended, but I mean, tell us how you met your new neighbour this morning.
Well, it was about 6 o'clock this morning. I thought, great, I'm my first morning in my new place. And I'm thinking I'm going to have a right good shower because I've got this fabulous power shower. And obviously there's like no water coming out properly. And the heating system was just absolutely... You know, it goes above my head. And I'm thinking, well, where's all the water pressure going? And the next minute I know I get this knock on the door going, hello. And it was Clive from downstairs. Good morning, Clive. I'm sorry that I met you this way.
And all your water had flooded down to his flat.
Into his bedroom, yeah, his bedroom. And he's got a flooded bedroom this morning.
So he got a bed bath.
He got a bed bath.
Magic 828 at the weekend. Live from Studio 7 at the White Rose Centre.
West Yorkshire's Magic 828 playing the best songs on the radio. Shania Twain, and you're still the one. It's 11 minutes to 11. We'll have our 11s just after the news
good,
in
starving.
A moment or two. Five songs in a row, five of the best, and of course, we'll have a cuppa and a custard, I think.
Oh, yes, and not forgetting our ham salad sandwich and a few other extras. You know, as you said, saw it in one, Andy.
Still on that seafood diet then. All right, okay, let's go to the phones, and Jane gave us a call this morning. She wants a reading with Janae. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Where are you calling us from?
Farnley.
Oh, just down the road then.
That's right, yeah.
Is the sun shining?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Fabulous. Bank holiday weekend as well. It's a miracle, isn't it? We're getting sunshine on a bank holiday weekend.
It was superb, it really is.
Now, we've got to say happy birthday for a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, sweetie.
Well, thank you very much.
Next week, so I'm in the same month as you.
Oh, yeah. We're quite strong women then.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very strong. Actually, I've had to be very strong moving on my furniture next door, Jane, because nobody's helped me at all. I'd like to mention that.
You know? Okay, Jane, we've given Janae your date of birth, and you're with her for your reading.
Thank you.
Well, hello, darling. Right. What would you choose between left, centre and right if you had a choice?
Right,
okay then. So we're going forward. Right, oh, the nicest card in the world. You've got a star here, which is a symbol of saying that we've got the star of hope, which means things and opportunities are going to get a little bit better for you. Now, you're very young at heart, Jane. And because you're very young at heart, there's got to be a sort of like a sign for you in your life where you've got to start communicating a little bit more. And what that means is there's got to be more changes around you to bring other opportunities because you've been a little bit too naive in the past. Maybe you've let people sort of like take advantage of situations because we've got here a card of sorrow. I'm just showing Andy this. It's like a suffering card. Mm. And sometimes we can suffer within and we don't always get what we're looking for. But there's a time where you can go forward now and lick your wounds, as I call it. It's like, do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, I certainly do.
Yes. But we're looking for security. But can I ask, are you in a relationship? Because we've got a mad passionate love affair here.
Oh, yes, you have.
Have I? Oh,
no, are you in a relationship?
Do I know about it?
Well, are you in one at the moment? Obviously not at the sound of your voice.
I wouldn't have given it that sort of a relationship now.
No, but you're in a relationship at the moment.
Well, no. It's just someone who makes quite a nuisance of themselves.
Oh. When you say they're making... Well, so you're not in a relationship, but you've got a relationship around you, but you feel as though you want to get rid of them.
That's right, yeah.
Well, just put the name on a piece of paper and stick it in the freezer.
Oh, right.
I mean, chill them out and get rid of them. But I'll tell you something. That guy is obviously somebody that just passes time on and you're obviously not interested. But let me tell you, you've got here a card of a mad, passionate love affair. And that is telling me that, I tell you what, if you've not been in one before, you're going to soon be one. And it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a chance for you to master new skills. And I mean, with all those words put together, I'll just leave it to your imagination. Mm-hmm. But if you've grown up and realistic about what you're wanting, I would say to you, the next 12 months is very lucky where your love life is concerned. There's been too much frustration around you and you need to come out of that coma, Jane. Okay?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you've got to find that little Shirley Valentine within yourself and move on. But I can guarantee within this 12-month period from now, you're going to find that your life is going to turn itself around for the better. You are very fussy and very independent, right? Which, but at the same time, I would say that, you know, we're not just going to settle for anybody who's not worthy of you, as it were.
Oh, yeah, that's quite true.
Right, but the rewards are there. So let me tell you, if you're not in love now, you soon will be, and it's going to be something to get excited about. But you've also got the passion card. Look at
yes.
that. Oh, yes.
It's all coming out for you today, Jane.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that is... I wish I'd ever get these cards. I mean, yeah, I was the most boringest life going, you know.
Well, exactly.
But I can guarantee. But the thing is, if this guy's getting on your nerves, get rid of him. I don't mean literally, but you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, yes.
But the thing is, it's up to you. You're accountable for your own actions, okay?
Yes.
But let me guarantee that, you know, your sufferings in the past, what you make of the future is whatever you want to do with it. But we are looking at a more stable relationship to come to you and also bring you security. So just go for it, kid.
Oh,
all right?
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Yeah. I'll echo that. You go for it as well, girl.
Just go for it.
And have a great bank holiday weekend as well, Jane.
Thank yes. you very much indeed.
Thanks right, for calling Magic A2A.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, if you'd like a reading with Janae today, 0113-234-828. Give us a call. We'll take your details down. We'll call some more back. And we'll do some more calls in the next hour.
Now, broadcasting live from Studio 7 at the White Rose Shopping Centre, it's Andy Sadell on Magic 828.
Joan Armour trailing, a bit of love and affection. Not to mention, a bit of food always helps as well.
Oh, yes. No, yes, I get
food,
very excited.
Love and then affection, that'll do.
I don't know about the other two things, but definitely food's always a bonus in my life.
I don't. I mean, that was a real nice appetizer, that sandwich, but I could well do with yeah. Waiting to be custard. Let's get this reading done first of all, though. We've got Janet on the line from Seacroft. Hiya.
Hiya.
You all right today?
Pardon?
Are you all right today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Is the sun shining at Seacroft? Because it's clouded over here now.
Yeah, it's gorgeous actually at the moment.
Is it? So the sun shines on the righteous. Right, well, we've given Janae your date of birth, and there you go, your chance to pick the cards.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Right then, what are you going to choose between left, centre and right?
Left.
Left, okay. Then one goes forward and one goes backwards. Oh, partnership made in heaven. Look at that for the first card. Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. Yep. This, you've got the first card that I pulled on you is like the Ace of Cups, and this is like heaven-sent situations, but it comes from a communicative area. Now, if you're not in a relationship, you're going to be, I would say that you will be soon, but the thing is, with this card, it means that things are going to get a lot happier for you. Now, bearing in mind, you're a born worrier anyway, Janet, okay? And you can worry about everything to so much that you might as well just stay in bed and close the curtains. But this is saying that there's an eventful time coming up around you. It's like a death, a new beginning, a spring cleaning situation. Look at this.
Oh, the lover's card.
Ooh, I say. That's Are you in a relationship, Janet?
Yeah, at the moment.
Is it a new one?
No, an old one.
An old one. Well, does he need to rekindle his sort of like affections
Passion.
Towards you?
Just a bit.
Right. Do you feel as though it's a little bit boring?
Yes, at the moment.
Well,
maybe you need
a
spicy weekend then, because I can tell you now, you've got love, harmony and good relationships. You've also got a partnership made in heaven. But also it represents lust and desire. I mean, these are really hot cards. Now, one thing about you is you worry a lot. In all honesty, yeah? And what we have to do is get away from negative challenges around yourself, which are non-existent. You've got boredom and frustration around you through certain past events. And I think what you've got to do is maybe let go of the bad memories from your past. But you've got here wishes and dreams. You've got the wishing card. You've got a new beginning with your great... All the love life.
All of them, yeah.
Are you a good girl, Janet?
I am, actually, yeah.
I want these cards.
Absolutely brilliant, but, you know... Well, I think, let's put it this way, your life is going to spice up, and I think it's... what you need to do is go for a romantic weekend away. And I think if you do this, you'll see that your life spices up. Got a mad, passionate love affair with great celebrations and a change of direction. And you willed your oyster, so what can I say? I think sometimes life can become very boring.
Yeah.
And we need to sort of sprinkle in our life, find that Shirley Valentine within ourselves. And the reason why I say that is because you've got some very positive things coming up around you, but I think you need to iron out a few creases around you, which is like saying things that are getting on your nerves, sort them out. And now there's one thing that you can be, Janet, is sarcastic. Yes or no?
Yes.
You can tell the way she's laughing. It's yes.
I mean, emotional blackmail is one of your middle names. You know, you're just like going, don't mess with me. You could hurt somebody with the words. If you've got anything to say to anybody, you get it said, clear the air and get on with your life. But time, it's your time now. It's about you having some quality time with your life and also getting yourself in a situation of harmony. You're moving forward, whether it be your work, your love life, but your love life is the biggest prominent thing here, and maybe that's what you need to sort out mostly. Because if you're not happy in your heart, you're not happy in your work, and vice versa. But sometimes people become conditioned to live with each other or conditioned to go out with each other, and maybe this is what you need to do, is change your habits. All right?
Right.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, so thank you very much.
Have a nice weekend.
That's told you, Janet. You enjoy your bank holiday weekend.
Will do. Take care.
Open the curtains in the morning. Open the curtains.
Bye-bye now. If you'd like a reading with Janae, 0113-2344-828. We'll do some more after 12.
Broadcasting live from Studio 7 at the White Rose Shopping Centre, this is West Yorkshire's Magic 828.
Sweet sensation, sad sweet dreamer. 20 past one. The best songs on the radio for a Saturday afternoon. Paul Stead's along at 2 today, playing predictions. And we're also going to have a chat with Paul, if we've got time today, about the Wakefield Gala this coming Monday, because he's way behind that one on behalf of Magic 828. Right then, we've got Sue on the line from Altos for a reading with Janae. Hello, Sue.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Well, I've given Janae your date of birth.
Okay.
She's shuffling the cards on your behalf, so off you go.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi. What would you choose between left, centre and right if you had a choice?
I'd go for left, centre. Left.
Left, centre.
Do you know how many people say that to me?
I'll go left of centre, please, on the right. Yeah. That's
right, then. So go for left. Okay, then. Let's have a look here. Ooh, the card of passion.
Oh, my, that's coming up a lot today, isn't it?
Yeah, but listen to this. That's boredom and frustration. That must mean that we're wishing for passion.
Girl. You're frustrated.
Frustration, dissatisfaction, boredom, frustration around a sign, which have got the very negative sort of feeling influences here.
Dear.
Which is like, say, we must be living life under a black cloud at the moment with this. Okay.
You haven't
now,
said living the life.
Does that sound
of a
familiar,
widow?
Does that, Sue?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, you know, listen. Remember this, you make your own destiny, it's time to move on. Well, there's a chance for you to master new skills and use your own psychic ability here. Do you feel that certain family situations pull you down sometimes?
Oh, yeah, very much so, yeah.
Right, and do you think too many people think that you're a cleaner as well as everything else?
Yeah.
Right, well, what you need to do
is...
Well, yeah, I can hear them shouting. Well, you've not to stop depending on her. Right.
Hang on a second. Just hang on a second. Be quiet. Right,
well, you know, doing a reading for household. That's quite good, isn't it? Listen, if they're getting on your nerves, darling, put the name on a piece of paper and stick it in the freezer. Can you be quiet in the background, please? Right. Anyway, but what you've got to do is now, what you need in your life is a bit of excitement. And we also need a new change of direction, because here's a new home. But a new home is saying that somebody else around you is on the move. And there's an opportunity for somebody to move on. But also with that as well, we're struggling with our emotions around that situation as well. So there's going to be lots of people changing the direction and making sacrifices and doing different things. But what your main issue should be is that you let them get on with their life and you get on with yours. Right? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Right.
Now I can tell she's taking this all in, aren't you, Sue?
Right. But the thing is, too many people have been depending on you for too long, and I think it's time that you put yourself first. And there's new opportunities with new security situations. We've got a holiday here, but holidays also cause conflicts. And I think it's like saying that you can't always get what you're looking for because other people are putting their fourth penny thing half the time.
You fly on my wall at home.
Yeah. Well, that's why I work on Magic 828. But you need a lot of what we call attention. Now, there's one thing about you analyse situations, but you have got happier events coming up around you. You've got certain situations where you can make up after any other sort of unfortunate arguments or whatever. But I would say is you need some solitude time. You need to go and get yourself in a health club or a pampering situation, and you need to give yourself some quality time. And if you do that, you'll find that you'll feel better. Because I think, to be honest, in a nutshell, too many people are relying on you to look after them and run after them. And I think what you need to do is start to think, Sue, well, it's your time to have a bit of time for yourself. And, you know, if there's something that you want to do for a change, just go do it and let everybody else get on with their own problems.
For a change.
You know what I mean?
You are spot on.
Yeah.
If I tell you now, I've actually booked a week in Catalonia. I'm going in 2 weeks. My son should have been coming with me, but he has an exam, so I've had to cancel his flight.
Right.
I'm going on my own, and the amount of hassle that it's caused me is, it's unbelievable. I'm going.
You go, because you need that break. You need that time out for yourself.
Yeah. And not only that, there's lust and desire in your cards.
Exactly. You are going to be
There's some lust and desire in your cards, so take some sexy underwear with you.
Yeah. My husband's sat in the kitchen.
Yeah, we could take it for him.
Best place for him, but he doesn't know
what
to do in there, does
he? How come he's not going on holiday with you, then?
He's working.
Hey. What's he like?
Well,
honestly.
Exactly.
Sexy underwear, yeah?
It fits
perfectly, doesn't it? Well, you know what you're doing here. She's doing a Shirley Valentine look.
It fits perfectly.
He'll be meeting you in the second three, a couple of days after you've got there, he'll be missing you that much. Missing all that lovely cooking and ironing and washing and cleaning and cooking and ironing and stuff like that.
Sue, send us a postcard from your holiday. We want to know all the goss.
Yes, we do. Please
all
ring
right.
us up now.
You have a great bank holiday weekend.
Have a great time.
Thanks for calling, Matty.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you'd like a reading with Janae, it could be that spot on. They usually are. 0113-2344-828. Give us a call.
Now the magic continues as we broadcast live from Studio 7 at the White Rose Shopping Centre. This is Magic 828.
I know I have to go.
Right, that's one of my favourite Boyzone songs ever, that one, Father.
It's just one of my favourite Boyzone characters, isn't it?
Okay, they're male. They need no other criteria. 23 minutes to two. Paul Stead's along at 2 o'clock today. Going to be chatting to Paul in just a few minutes' time all about the Wakefield Gala on Monday. Now, though, of course, time for another reading, the final one of the show today. Commiserations to anybody who's rung and didn't get a reading. But a reminder, you can call Janae for a personal reading anytime on 087012-JANAE. That's 087012, and then you spell J-E-N-N-E out on your telephone. And if that's too complicated... the number is 087012-53663. And as always, you'll be inundated with calls as soon as you get home today, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And if you can't get my mobile on.
Anyway, Linda's on the line from Garforth now. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
You are one of the lucky few that's managed to get through today, so well done for that. And we've given Janae your date of birth. She's shuffling the card, so off you go.
Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hello, sweetie. Right then. What would you choose between left, centre and right?
Left.
A lot of people going for left today.
A lot of left.
It would mean we're going
today.
Backwards.
I feel like it today.
Now, there's one thing about you, girl. You're soft. You've got here celebrations, events. This is like usually a birthday and a christening, a housewarming, an event. But it brings around a new friendship and partnership. Now, that's interesting. But it also represents celebrations around this situation. But don't be too naive. Now, you're quite soft-natured. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes you could give your last penny away for lots of different reasons.
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody's burnt a hole in your purse or something like that. And you wonder where, or somebody's pinched your handbag in that matter. This happens to me every week. But what you've got to look at here is that, you know, maybe you haven't got to be too naive around certain people, okay? Because you've got new challenges around you that represent justice. And justice has to be done in the way that you're going to be looking at your life and being accountable for your own actions, all right? But there's an opportunity here. You've got harvest and good luck on your side, which represents the goddess of love. Now, Venus is your ruling planet, and that represents the goddess of love. Oh, that's really nice because that brings passion and respect and a new beginning. Do you feel that people around you appreciate you? Obviously no, because you're taking your time.
Sometimes.
Yes. Well, maybe you need to spruce things up a little bit. But what we've got here is a situation where you need to be licking your wounds.
I've got a big wound.
Mm.
Not that way. I've had some surgery.
But licking your wounds, literally. That's why I say it. But the thing with that is then, are you finding yourself that you need to sort of look at your quality of life now?
Yes, very
and
much so.
And that's more important, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're put in a threatening situation, right, Linda, what you find is that your whole life looks completely different.
Yes.
And that's where you're looking at now.
Yeah.
Because that's how serious it was.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, wishes and dreams are going to bring you an opportunity to be fulfilled. But I feel sometimes you like to sort out your own problems.
Yes.
And no matter what's going on around you, you're a very proud woman. Because if you don't feel welcome anywhere, you make yourself scarce and move on and do other things.
Yeah.
Right? But you've got here the card of recuperation, which is there.
Yep.
And this is the card of recovery, which brings perfection around it. So you've got a good recovery. Okay, but also with that as well, when we look at the hormonal side, that's where we're going to base a lot of things around you.
Yeah.
But also with that, watch your back and also watch your digestive system.
That's where I had surgery on my back.
Exactly. That's why I say it. So what I'm saying is, but this is something that you've got to sort of like learn to live with, unfortunately. Because, you know, once they operate on you for whatever reason, I will tell you now that it can sort of, it's an injury that will come back and back and back.
Oh, yes.
But also watch this, but with you, I'm picking up your hormones as well.
Yeah.
And what you've got to watch is that you don't let your hormones take over. You know what us women are like? Have you seen the advert for the cup of tea? Cup of tea? Cup of tea? And any men that are listening now, they'll know exactly what we like. It's like, just don't mess with us when we've got PMT. But you know, men have PMT as well. You know, it's called permanently mange. Well, PMS, exactly. I call it. Permanently mange syndrome. I won't say what I normally say.
No,
most of my regulars who come to see me know exactly what I mean.
Yes.
But you've got rewards. Don't put yourself into a hermit situation. You've got time to recover. Because one thing about you is you're very enthusiastic about doing things that you want to do when it suits you.
Yeah.
And when you're looking for sympathy, that's another reason when you could go one way or another, all right?
Yeah.
But the nice thing is you're going around a lot more positive time now in your life, and it's about you being a little bit more looking at number one. Like I say, healing your wounds, getting on with your life. You know, you'll find that things will recover okay. You'll be fine with that, but you'll always get nagging pains. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
All right? But I'd get into an exercise program, swimming. All right?
Look.
I know. I knew that's why I said it.
I go swimming every day. There's nothing
because
wrong with it.
Because it's weightlessness. It's the weightlessness. Listen, join a nice gym.
It's the only way I'll ever be weightless.
Join a nice gym and get stuck in the jacuzzi. That's where I usually find me at my gym. I tell you, it's fantastic.
Chatting to the men.
Anyway,
you've
Linda,
got nice things around you, sweetheart.
That was a pretty good reading, that one, wasn't it?
It was very good.
Spot on, I reckon. Yeah. Anyway, you have a great weekend,
thank you.
I hope it all goes well for you.
Thanks
for calling the show.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye now. See, did it again, didn't you? Spot on, as always.
I know, that's why I'm here, sweetie.
Well, that's about all we've got time for reading today. Quick reminder of the phone number if you do want a reading with Janae. 08701253663. And if she's not there, then the answer phone's on. But don't do what everybody does and like ring now, because she's still here.
Well, yes, that's like the obvious.
Happens all the time, though, doesn't it? But of course, Janae will be back with us again first Saturday of June.
Yes, I will. Yes, I should be settled by then. My curtains will be up by then.
Hopefully, and the man downstairs will finish mopping up all the moisture.
Now, broadcasting live from Studio 7 at the White Rose Shopping Centre, it's Andy Saddell on Magic 828.